I don't know what's real. I don't know what's not real.
Limited Capacity is a collection of six darkly amusing stories about the mysterious ways we interact with the internet and with each other.
There's something going on with him. It's like an act. I don't trust him.
What?
You're staring at me like I should say something, but I don't really know what to do here.
That's the whole name of the game. Don't talk about how the town isn't real. Do you understand?
Limited Capacity. Available now on CBC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a CBC podcast.
Did you know that the band Hips is also a real band? Like, in real life, it's real. Drew and Christina wrote the music of Asking For It, and their band is putting out an album with all of the tracks. We made a Spotify playlist with all our episodes plus the soundtrack, so you can binge listen with dance breaks. Just search for Asking For It soundtrack in Spotify, and you'll find it. From Mermaid Palace, and me, Caitlin Prest. Asking For It, featuring Drew Denny. Episode 5, Too Much.
I've never been to a real recording studio before. Is there a dress code? Does the dress code mention armpit hair? I have no dresses without holes, and I have no shoes that do not talk.
Taylor's invited me for a private session in her studio tonight. We've been working on our tracks for weeks, and I'm just not singing well. KG's gotta work tonight, but Taylor told me to come on over and she'd help me out. I feel so paralyzed. I'm already 6 weeks cold turkey from Coach, but I can't stop fantasizing about getting back together. Sometimes the fantasy is that her partner asks me to be their third. That could work, right? Sometimes we are 90 and we meet at the funeral of a mutual friend. And we live out our final months together in bliss. KG says I need a crush to remind me that there are other hot queers in the world. But honestly, I think I'm done with love. I found my person, and not only is she taken, she's terrible to me. And if that's love, I give up. I'd rather be lonely. That's a lie. I'd rather be getting yelled at by someone I love than talking to myself for the rest of my life.
I just wanna feel your love.
It's like too low for me or something.
We have the studio till 9 a.m., so I propose we just stay here all night. Let's just do it till we get it.
How do you know when it's the right take?
How do I know when it's the right take? Yeah. How does the A&R guy know when it's the right take? When you hit a note so high, I see dollar signs. No, I know that what I'm here to do is to shine a light on the artist that I saw something in until they see what I saw and then push beyond that. So when you know it's right, when you feel it way down in your second chakra, that's when I know it's right, and we'll know that we're done. But I'm not going to let up until we get there. Let's do it.
I just want to feel your love. Feel your love.
Okay, good. Again.
I just want to feel
your love.
Did you
ever stop thinking about...
Let's do that one again.
The sun comes up and people start showing up for work.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know what's wrong with my voice right now. I'm sorry.
Just when we're about to get kicked out of the studio, we get a good take.
Did you ever stop thinking about our love?
My second chakra is vibrating.
Oh, thank God.
You hungry?
Starving.
Come on, I'll buy you breakfast.
Oh my God, thank you.
Now we have something to celebrate.
So what's up with you?
What do you mean?
Like, what's up with you? What are your headlines?
Okay. Mother fails suicide attempt number 35. Controlling ex is discovered to have live-in girlfriend. and then proceeds to ghost in time of need.
Bummer. Stepdad, so I can go with this. You give me one, I'll give you one. Let's go.
Okay, stepdad number one, recycled printer cartridges. Former Marine, pretty much always yelling so loud his face was bright red.
Interesting. Stepdad number one for me. I don't remember his name because it was so brief, but he drove a Celica, and it was on a little bit of a lift kit, and it had, like, huge tires, like 30-inch tires.
She's the first person I've ever met who's also had a few stepdads.
Well, my third stepdad was pretty shitty, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, but not an ex-stepdad because my mom never got a chance to get the formal divorce since he ended up killing her.
Oh my god, are you okay? Sorry, that's a really dumb question.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, it's not fine, but yeah. I've done a lot of therapy.
You seem extremely well adjusted, considering. Which I hate. That's like, I shouldn't have said that, because when people say that to me, I get really upset.
You know, it's like, if only you knew what I was really thinking.
Yeah.
If only you knew what I was really like. I'm performing well adjusted. How am I doing?
Yeah. Excellently.
I got another one for you.
Okay.
On the same subject.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe in redemption?
Yeah. Like, I mean, don't you think that's what love is about? Everyone's fucked up. Everyone has their own shit. They're all, like, circling their own drain. But then, when you love someone and accept them how they are, and then they feel safe in that, and they can show up.
We sit at a diner eating piles of pancakes and drinking a pitcher of Bloody Marys. And I don't feel scrutinized or scared. I just feel like I can be myself. She's not looking at her phone. She's not looking around to see who can see us. She's here.
Yeah, it's like when my friends complain to me about how annoying their mom is. Like, my mom, she like won't stop calling me. She like wants to know everything about my life. You know, I smile, everybody's got their own thing, but inside I'm like, do you remember who you're talking to? Do you know what I would give to have my mom be annoying me right now to care about my life? Actually, do you know what I would give to have ever had a mom who cared about my life?
Yeah, I definitely identify with that. Like, the when people complain about how their mom wants to know so much about their life, and I'm like, my mom's like, well, I shouldn't say anything right now. To you, I'll just be another one of those people.
No, I feel like we're trauma bonding, so we can just one up each other. So keep going.
No, well, death trumps all.
Yeah, but she'll be dead soon. Zing. You're looking at me like you want me to kiss you.
Oh, am I?
Real quick, though, technically, you're working for me right now.
Right.
Well, actually, technically, we're collaborating.
Yeah, we're collaborating.
But still, I don't want anything messy. Can I just real quick have you sign an NDA? Or at least a friend-DA, you know?
Friend-DA, like,
let's just not tell our friends. Let's just have fun and see what happens and kind of keep it between us. Is that cool?
No drama.
At least until after this recording is done.
Totally. Yeah.
Okay. You're still looking at me like you want me to kiss you.
Yeah, that's not an accident.
But sorry, honey, you're going to have to ask me.
To kiss me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Taylor.
But serious.
Okay. I'm just dying for you to kiss me.
It's pretty good. Come here.
Are
Lucky for both of us, I'm on a 6-month sex cleanse. Yeah, I'm abstaining.
Are you in the 6 months?
Day 3.
Taylor! That's just cruel. That's rude.
No.
No.
Come here.
This is a laugh. This is a, not sex.
Just laughed in my mouth.
Sorry.
You want to come home with me?
Yes, please.
Come home with me.
After our all night, all day, all night hang, we fall asleep in her house, and when we wake, she makes me second breakfast.
Please tell me you drink coffee.
I definitely drink coffee.
I have the best coffee. I get really good Yelp reviews on it.
I promise to leave you a positive review.
And take milk.
Yes, please.
Like real milk?
Yes, I'm Dairy Farmer's granddaughter.
Oh my god, will you get married to me? What are you doing tomorrow? You want to go to Vegas? Yeah. Dairy Farm, oh my god. Oh my god. I have to go to the bathroom. Are you a vegetarian?
No.
Thank god.
No, not Scorpio.
Gemini.
That's not that bad, right?
I came out as atheist, bisexual, and vegetarian all at once. Wow, early adopter, huh? Yeah. Tell me about your mother.
Oh, no.
I really like sleeping next to you.
God.
I mean, I will tell you about my mother, and then you can tell me if it's too much, maybe.
Sounds juicy already. Go.
Keep going. But no
keep
blood.
Going. Keep going.
I mean, hopefully no blood.
Tell me more about the menstrual blood on the eggs.
If your hen is healthy.
Bad time to tell you that part of one of my steps is to not be overly generous because that's my way of pushing people away. Yeah.
Generosity as a weapon?
Yeah, generosity is a defense. But really, you want to have kids?
Oh, yeah.
Is it too soon to... Well,
no, this seems like the perfect time to just make sure that we're on the same page. Because otherwise, why move forward?
Why move forward?
You're really good at sleeping.
I mean, I'm booked up all week with other co-sleepers. But
no.
Just kidding. I'm not. I'm cool with buying the groceries if you're cool with cooking the groceries.
I love to prepare.
I don't mind cleaning.
She has a 16-year-old mutt with 3 legs who likes to curl up on her chest and growl at her. His little tongue hangs out one side of his mouth and one of his ears sticks straight up and the other one is floppy. And he loves Taylor. She rescued him. I guess she's got a few strays now.
I would say that I found him when I was in a bad place, but it's more like he found me when I was in a bad place, right? Who rescued who? He's an asshole, but I excuse everything he does because he keeps me sane.
Why, what kind of insane are you?
No. Wouldn't you like to know?
I may also be insane. Like, pretty much every time I walk down a flight of stairs, I see very, very clearly in my mind myself tumbling to my death down the stairs, just flat on the ground, and that's how I die.
Well, mine's not so morbid, luckily. All my girlfriends accuse me of being too sensitive, but I don't know, I feel a lot. And so you might as well know I'm a fucking baby, and I'm kind of a nightmare, but there's just enough redeeming qualities to make it worth your while, hopefully.
Just like, give me a sign. You know, like a baseball umpire? Coming in hot, so then I know to give you some space. Or like, I'm falling apart and I desperately want you to hold me right now. That's also a good sign.
After sleeping at Taylor's house every single night for 2 months, she invites me to move in. I know it's too fast, but it doesn't feel too fast because I've been waiting for this for years. Can I get a free pass this time?
I'm just going to put my...
You can have all those drawers, too. I don't even use those.
I can have all the drawers?
Sure, yeah.
I'm more of a, like, a hanging space. You know, I'm mostly dresses.
All right, then you take the whole closet and I'll throw all my clothes out.
Ooh. Is that a safe? Jewels? Cash? Guns? What you got?
Just guns. Just one gun.
Oh, really? Are you a sharpshooter?
I do okay. It's locked. I have bullets. It's not a political thing. It makes me feel better. Is that all right?
Yeah, totally. I grew up with guns.
Well, how are things going?
Well, she asked me to move in on the second date, so, you know.
Classic.
U-Haul. Uh-huh. Classic U-Haul. Mm-hmm. That's all I wanted with Coach. I know you're going to think this is really corny, but I need to apologize to you.
Dude, it's fine.
I made a mistake. And I'm serious. I trusted someone that I shouldn't have. And I let that affect how I treated you. And that's not cool. That's not fair to you.
I appreciate you saying that, but honestly, it's fine. Let's just move on. It's fine. Okay?
I love you.
I love you too, dude.
You hate this, don't you?
Kind of, yes.
And she forgives me.
She forgives me.
You know, I feel like every friendship needs a little moment, and you come back, and it's all good.
Okay.
I get it. Don't worry.
She, you know.
You were under a spell.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Taylor gives us the keys to her studio and says we can make our record here.
I wrote this really creepy song. Blood on the floorboard, hair in the drawer pull. Nobody hurts me like you do.
Should we record that?
Sure.
Somewhere?
Yeah.
Check 1, 2, there it is. It sounds better now.
Yeah, you better clear your throat. You're no longer spoken for. Better make your actions match your words. That one wasn't as good.
Feel this shit. Yeah. I fucking, like, feel a little bit pissed. Feel a little fucking...
I was so angry!
Feel a little bit of that fucking anger and that, like, attitude. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm, you fucking better fucking do this shit right now.
Shut,
like,
the door.
Fuck you. Like, you better shut the door or fucking, like, do this.
Okay, you're right.
Okay.
Ah!
Hey, Goldie, come here.
Ooh, okay.
Now!
Is everything okay? I think she just had a really shitty day at work, so I need to go take care of her.
Coming.
What?
You can't.
She didn't mean it. She didn't mean to be so mean. Oh, thank you. Thank you for the kisses. With the back of your hand, I knew you were my mate.
What if I'm just taking the bait?
Judge me, doggy.
So here we go again. I'll start something new as long as it's shorter and
you can drink it, it's not good for little doggies. Oh, doggy, old doggy.
What if I don't leave you till it's too late? Coat?
Oh my god, you picked up.
I don't know what's real. I don't know what's not real.
Limited Capacity is a collection of 6 darkly amusing stories about the mysterious ways we interact with the internet and with each other.
There's something going on with him. It's like an act. I don't trust him.
What?
You're staring at me like I should say something, but I don't really know what to do here.
That's the whole name of the game. Don't talk about how the town isn't real. You understand?
Limited Capacity. Available now on CBC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my god, you picked up.
Coat?
Oh, Goldie. Oh, Goldie. Are you okay? Where are you? Where are you?
I'm home.
Are you okay? You don't sound okay. You don't sound okay.
Please drink too much.
Goldie, I'm going to ask you something.
What?
What's she doing to you? I'm worried.
She?
You can tell me, okay? Tell me.
We were going to KG's house and she cut herself in the car and made me take her home and then climb the top of her and I tried to get her to stop
Goldie.
And she only
Goldie.
Cut me.
Goldie.
Blood everywhere.
Breathe. Again. We're gonna do 5, okay? 5. Three.
left her, right?
What?
I thought by for sure that you'd heard. When you picked up, I thought that's why you picked up.
You...
I did. You want to move in together?
You fucking bitch.
Sounds like you need to get out of there, babe. It sounds pretty bad. I'm kind of... You know I'm serious, though, right? I am serious. Sorry. If that's too much, I feel like it's too much. I don't want anything from you. I just wanted to hear your voice. And you should pick yourself up and put yourself to bed.
Okay.
Can you do that?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Let me take care of you. I'll stay with you. I'll stay with you on the phone until you fall asleep, okay?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Put your hand on your cheek. That's my hand.
Okay. I wake up. Mascara everywhere. My eyes are so puffy that my face is unrecognizable. What have I done? What have I done?
Oh my god, I love this song.
I know. I put it on for you. I was waiting for you.
Really?
Yeah, come dance with me.
You want to dance with me?
I've been on a dance with you. I wanted to dance with you all day.
Oh.
I'm sorry about yesterday.
I leave my phone on the table, and when I come back, she's gone through it, and she's found the call with Coach.
Did you tell her about me? Did you tell her about that night? Did you fucking let my name pass out through your lips to her?
No, I didn't tell her anything. I didn't tell her.
I'm lying. What's wrong with me? I finally have a girlfriend who's taking me in and wants to be with me for real, and I'm lying? I don't deserve her.
I'm sorry.
How would you like if I went around telling everybody all of your secret, private business? How'd you like if I went to all my ex-girlfriends, the ones who treated me so bad, crying about how you treat me, all the fucked up shit you do to me, how much advantage you take of me, how you're never around, how you never listen to me?
I would feel terrible.
People think you're using me.
That's not true.
Then why did you call her in the middle of the night? For fucking 58 minutes.
I was upset and it was dumb.
Yeah, you're right, you're dumb.
I know it was a mistake because now Coach won't stop texting.
Text me back, don't do this to me, don't. You're gonna come back. I know you're gonna come back to the hotel and kiss you. I can wait, I'll wait the rest of my life.
And Taylor is so angry with me for talking to Coach, but also seems so terrified that I'm going to leave her that she's just clenching down on me harder and harder.
Who are you
Where
with?
Are you?
Are you okay? Can't see your location.
If you don't leave work right now, I'm going to start cutting myself, and I'm not going to stop until you get home.
I can't escape it. I have nightmares where I wake up in my bed and Taylor's choking me. And I hear Coach telling me how I can get away. She says, just open the door and
just
you'll be safe.
Door,
but I open
safe.
The door.
You think you can get away.
And Taylor's there. And I hear Coach's voice saying,
go outside.
Just go outside and you'll be safe. And I go outside, but there's Taylor again.
I'll find you wherever you
She's
are.
She's rushing at me, and then Coach's voice says, just get in your car and you'll
get
be safe.
Car.
And I go to get in my car, but it won't start, and I'm trying to figure out why my car won't start, and then I open up the hood, and there's just rats everywhere crawling out of the car.
Can you just go sleep on the couch if you're going to have what? Nightmares all night? It's like fucking prison in here. It's so loud, I can't
I wake up screaming every night. It's like my mind is broken. Maybe I do need to talk to someone.
Everyone needs sleep. Can't they just give me some medicine or something?
So why don't we get started? And I'd love to hear what is bringing you in today.
Well, I've always had trouble sleeping. And I guess I've had insomnia since I was a kid. But it seems like it's getting worse. And it's starting to cause problems in my relationship because I'm, like, waking up screaming. I'm having nightmares. And it's kind of, my girlfriend, it's like, it's kind of driving her insane. I guess I was hoping that, like, we could work on, like, nightmares and sleep. And I don't know if you can give me some Ambien or something to just, like, help me with that.
Okay. So you've been having insomnia for a long time. And I do want to know about your recent insomnia, but I think it will help me to understand if you can just share a little bit about when you first started having insomnia as a child and what was going on in your home at that time.
I feel like 50 minutes wouldn't be just to do the childhood chapter, but it's, I'm sure you've heard worse. Just a lot of, my mom is a drug addict and has really terrible taste in husbands. Anyway, it just wasn't a safe place, so I left.
Okay. Well, I'm sure that all of that stuff is informing what's happening for you right now. But why don't we kind of talk about what's happening now, and at some point in the future we can talk about your past. Does that sound okay?
Yeah, I mean, now I'm really lucky. I live with my girlfriend, and we love each other, and she's really... Everything is actually really good right now, so that's why it's confusing that this is happening now.
Tell me a little bit about your girlfriend and your relationship with her.
Can you leave now? Can you leave me alone now?
She's amazing. She saved me, essentially.
Fucking crazy.
I was in a really abusive relationship when I met her. And she encouraged me to leave that person and to, like, surround myself with people who support me. And she just kind of picked me up off the floor.
When did you first start having nightmares again? Can you tell me maybe about what was happening earlier in the day, the first time it happened, if there was a trigger?
Can you hurry? Ow. Ow. God.
Well, I had a fight with my
girlfriend. Fuck!
She has a really stressful job.
Your current girlfriend?
Yeah. And sometimes she comes home and she can be kind of intense.
What do you mean by intense?
Like, she loses her temper, but it's just like...
Damn it! Taylor?
When you say she loses her temper, what does that mean? She scream at you?
Just get out of here! I just want to be alone!
Well, yeah, I mean, sometimes she screams, but, like, everyone screams when they get mad.
Does she ever slam doors?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes she slams doors.
Has she ever hurt you?
What? You're afraid I'm going to fucking cut myself?
Okay,
there!
Okay.
Do you like that? Please.
Has she ever hurt you?
I don't know what you... No. She's never hurt me. But she tries... Actually, what happens is that she tries to hurt herself. And, like, sometimes she gets really angry at herself, and then she kind of, like, spirals and sort of... combust, and then sometimes she starts hurting herself, and then I just try to keep her from hurting herself. So if it's like she's cutting herself and I'm trying to stop her, but she's a lot stronger than me, so sometimes what happens is that she's trying to hurt herself, and then I try to help her, but she accidentally, like, I get hurt. Like, I don't know why that happens to her. When I wake up, I feel, like, pretty fine. But, like, when she wakes up, it's kind of like the world is on fire. And I'm sorry. What was your question?
Well, you know, when we first started this conversation, you talked about how she's been really helpful for you, and I really want to acknowledge that there's something important for you about this relationship. But based on some things that you've shared with me, I'm having some concerns that there may be some violence in your relationship. And as I mentioned in the beginning, I am a mandated reporter. And so I do need to ask if there are any minors in your home, small children.
No, we don't have any kids.
Okay, good. And before I continue, I'm curious if you have any reaction to my concerns about your relationship.
I just think it's kind of a little off base. I have a problem. I just want to be able to sleep. If you can't help me with that, that's okay. I can leave. I'm not, like, here to demonize my girlfriend who is, I love. So I don't want to do that. She has her own, she has enough problems.
Totally fair. I am also not here to demonize your girlfriend. But if you'll just humor me for a moment, I would love to just kind of go through some questions with you, just so I can get a better sense about what's happening between you. And so if you don't mind, you can just say either I've done that, she's done that, or no one's done that. And this will just be an opportunity for us together to identify things that are happening in your home that may set off some red flags for domestic abuse.
Okay. I have to go. Thank you. If you're not going to help me with sleep, then I'm going to leave. Because you actually don't know what you're talking about. And I got to go. Bye. Domestic violence? What the fuck?
I shouldn't have told her about Taylor.
I feel so disloyal.
She just needs to feel loved, and then one day she'll stop.
Or even if she doesn't, at least she found me, and I can take it. Other people would just walk away.
Or fight back.
Or worse. But I can see that she only hurts me because she's hurting, and I raise her bluff with love. Sometimes sex helps bring her back to me. I don't really get, like, turned on anymore, but I like it when she wants me.
You're so
And I look forward to that moment. If she feels good, that moment where we get to be really quiet and calm.
Look at them.
Sometimes she even holds me. But this time she's getting frustrated. KG and I are working on our record. Making music with my best friend is the only time I feel safe these days.
What's going on there?
It's all right.
Oh my god.
Yeah, sorry. One thing.
Is everything okay?
Taylor has to come back early. Can you go and then can you come back tomorrow?
No, because I have things to do tomorrow. And this is something we've been planning for a long time.
She doesn't like it when people are here, so I need you to
go. Yeah, but she also said we could do this. This is what are we supposed to do?
You don't want to be here when she gets back, so you should go.
What is this band? You fucking go and fall in love with somebody, and then you fucking leave, and then you come back, and you're like, oh, let's get the band back together. And then all of a sudden, you're in love with someone else. And now we have to stop again. It's just I can't keep doing this. I have worked too hard to let this all fall apart.
I'm working hard also. I've been fucking writing all
the songs.
I haven't
fucking said. Oh, because you're the only one that's writing.
I don't know. Taylor said I could do it by myself. Maybe that's what I should be doing.
Oh.
This is obviously not working.
Wow. That's what Taylor said to you? Okay.
As soon as KG leaves, my stomach drops. I shouldn't have done that, but what can I do?
Hey.
I'm really sorry that you had to go. It's Taylor just had a really crazy day, and she hates it when I have people over, and she's not in the mood to socialize, so I'm really sorry that was so abrupt, and I promise I'm going to make it up to you, so I can come over. I could actually come over, right now if you're free, or I could come over tomorrow morning.
No, it's cool, you know? No.
Well, I could come later and just stay. I just kind of have to be back here when... I have to be back here when she gets home from work, so I could come over anytime before,
four. No, I think...
I have to leave your house at 4?
No, dude, I can't... I just can't do it anymore. I can't, hold your hand while you shoot yourself in the foot. It's too hard. I can't do it.
What do you mean you can't do this? You can't do the band?
Yeah. I can't do this when you're doing this to yourself. I can't. That's just too much.
Okay. It doesn't seem like there's anything I can say, so. Cool. Got it. Bye. And that's it. We break up. The one person who's been through all the shit since I was a kid, since I was a crusty, homeless, wannabe musician with nowhere to go, she leaves, and I know I deserve it. My mom calls. I ignore it. I just can't right now. I can't take care of anyone. I can't even take care of me. My mom leaves a message.
The fuck? Goldie!
Taylor's screaming for me, and I play the message for my mom just so I have an excuse to not deal with Taylor right now.
Is the Wi-Fi working for you?
Hey, Goldie.
And
it's
when I hear my mom's voice...
The darling mama.
She sounds different.
I've got some bad news and some good news. And the good news is you don't have to worry about me. I just found out I have the cancer.
She has cancer?
Breast cancer. I gotta get a double mastectomy, so I'm kissing the girls goodbye.
I brace myself. Oh, God. Is she gonna
the
hurt herself?
The government pays for it, though.
But no.
Anyway, I'm gonna be okay. I want to live, Goldie. I'm gonna beat this.
And for the first time, I hear in my mother's voice the will to live.
I just wanted you to know I love you, kid. A kiss and a kiss from me.
Taylor's still screaming for me to come fix the internet or something.
Are
and
you
I go
on
in
the Wi-Fi?
Thinking, I'm gonna tell her. This is going to cheer her up. I mean, here's a woman who has faced demons for decades and has finally chosen the light. Maybe if Taylor knows about my mom, she'll see that there can be a light at the end of the tunnel. It could be okay.
All these emails asking for it, and I can't even get my Dropbox to work. Nothing's syncing. It's the Wi-Fi, it's on, it says full bars, and nothing's going on. Are you watching a fucking movie?
No.
I actually was just coming in here to tell you.
Get it out! I don't have all day. Are you not listening to what I'm going through right now? If I don't get them these, they're not going to be able to choose what they want.
Okay.
What?
I'm sorry to interrupt. I just have to go out of town this weekend, so I just wanted to let you know. And I will go unplug the router and see if that
fixes it. Are you fucking kidding me? You're going out of town this weekend. You know, it's Friday. You're just telling me this now. You know, tomorrow night has been on the calendar. I guess I probably told you about it 2 months ago. I'm not surprised if you don't remember it. It's maybe just important to me and not you.
No, I know that. And I'm really sorry. I want to be there tomorrow, but I just, my mom, it has to go to the hospital again. And so I'm going to go.
It's always this.
It's actually not the same thing this time.
It's never the same thing, Goldie. It's one thing and that. Now you have this problem. Now you have that problem. It's always like something you need me to deal with for you. I'm asking you for one thing. You were supposed to come with me. You said you would.
You want me to show up
to that thing alone? Do you know how stupid I fucking feel showing up alone?
I don't want you to show up alone.
Then why are you leaving?
I would much rather be going.
Then see her next week.
It's just to get surgery. She has cancer, Kayla.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get out of here. Hold on.
What?
I don't want to leave like this. Can we just take a deep breath? And
don't.
It's going to be okay. And I'm really sorry. I knew you were going
to
be upset.
The more you talk to me, when you tell me to take a deep breath, to me, that's incredibly patronizing. I don't know what you're doing with your mom. I don't know what you're doing in the other room. I don't actually know what you do all day, but what I'm doing is trying to have a career. I'm trying to make work. I'm trying to pay my rent. I'm trying to make something of my life. I'm finally making something of my life. And every time I ask you for anything, you have some huge, huge, huge situation you need to deal with. You're there for everybody, but not for me. Get out of here. Just leave. No. I want to be alone right now. Just go. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out. Get out.
I'm not going to leave until you put the gun.
Can you please stop pointing the gun at me?
What about this? Now you want to go?
I'm not going to leave until you stop pointing the gun at yourself, Taylor. Please stop.
These are words I never thought I'd say.
Just fucking go. How mean do I have to be to you before you leave?
Never did I ever imagine that I would grow up to look into the eyes of my beloved and say, can you please stop pointing the gun at me?
The more you let me be mean, the more I despise you.
Can you please stop pointing the gun at me?
Stick up for your fucking self.
Well, that...
Everyone asks themselves at some point, how did I get here?
Have some respect for yourself.
The question feels especially urgent when you're staring down the barrel of a loaded gun. How did I get here? Standing in front of this person who's holding that object and pointing it at me. How am I gonna escape?
I'm done. Fucking done. I'm so fucking done.
I remember a Child Protective Services agent once talking about fight or flight or freeze. How sometimes when someone's hurting you, you just play dead. Am I dead now? Is this what death feels like? I drop everything and I walk away. I walk to the bus stop, I take the bus all the way to Texas, and I don't look back.
This has been the fifth episode of Asking for It, a serialized fiction podcast brought to you by CBC Podcasts and Mermaid Palace. If you want to see pictures of Goldie and Coach and KG and Taylor and the universe of Asking for It, check us out at mermaidpalace.org or cbc.ca/podcasts. This show is written by Drew Denny and produced by me. You can follow Drew at @DangItDrewDenny. You can follow me at Caitlin Prest. Audio production by Ryder Alsop. Sound design by me, Harry Nazan, Ryder Alsop, and Drew Denny. Also, Phoebe Hunter, who worked on the show for the first trimester of its existence. You heard original scoring by Christina Gaillard.
our beloved mix engineer, who lovingly labored over every single second of sound that is currently in your ears, is Harry Nazan. We did the final mix at Apollo Studios in Toronto. Kimmy Robertson is Dolly, Drew Denny is Goldie, Christina Gaillard is KG, Mel Shimkovitz is Taylor, and Megan Oster-Rosen is Goldie's therapist. You heard music by Drew and Christina's real live band, Hips. Go to showusyourhips.com to support their tunes. This episode also featured songs by Basement Babies, Crown Plaza, Pharmacon, and Amara. From CBC Podcasts, our executive producer is Arif Nurani, the senior producer is Tanya Springer, and our digital coordinating producer is Judy Z. Gu. If you identify with Goldie or Taylor, if you hear yourself or your partner in the relationships represented on this show, we want you to know that there are resources available to help you. In North America, there are a few programs specifically treating LGBTQ victims, survivors, and perpetrators of intimate partner abuse. Reach out to the Los Angeles LGBT Center at lalgbtcenter.org. They're one of the only programs of their kind and offer sliding scale and free crisis counseling, as well as safety planning services to victims of domestic violence. The National Domestic Violence Hotline is available by phone at 1-800-799-SAFE. Or can be reached online, where you can get help without saying a word out loud by chatting with their care advocates at www.thehotline.org. Thanks for listening. Take care.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.